What's up, y'all? I'm back with another segment. I don't know what's going on, but I just dropped one, and it was about goals and setting goals, and it didn't save or saved under my I'm back. So I don't even know what I said on the last one, and I don't even know how I'm going to even redo it, but the thing about setting goals is you always want to make sure that you think about what that goal will give you or how you will benefit from it. And you don't set goals or like you would do a to-do list. Like, that's not how goals work. Goals are things that you know you're inspired by and you want to do them and you want to complete them. And that's kind of how you set it. So I just, interestingly enough, yesterday met with my scholar group and we sat down to do goals. And one of the goals that I wanted to set was to work on my podcast, because I really love doing this. I have always, like interesting fact about me, I always wanted to be a, influencer, or I wouldn't even say it like that, like an influencer, for speaking. Like, I've always wanted to do that. And I had this dream for a long time of being a cheerleader for the Cowboys, which was that was also something that I always wanted to do. It was really fun, but that didn't happen. I ended up going into education and teaching, so that's you know, you gotta do what you're called to do. But one of the things I love to do is speak about different topics and try to help other people in different ways understand specific issues to topics and things of that nature. And so I've always wanted to do that. So I joined the scholar group so that I could learn how to become more organized and intentional about setting goals and doing things that I've always wanted to be inspired to do. And interestingly enough, I became a teacher because I love teaching, but I also love the part where you're putting things together and you're trying to figure out how to accomplish those things. And so this past week, I had been, you know, going. I finally took a break today and I was like, oh God, thank God I don't have anything else to do. I have something to do next week, but I don't have anything to do today. And it feels good to just take a break so that you can kind of reset and think about how you're going to move forward and the things that you're going to do. Some of my content is rooted around empowering and encouraging other women, because women need that empowerment. Sometimes we need to feel that we are a part of things or, you know, respected in that light. And sometimes we don't get that. And it depends on where you work and the area you're in, the space you're in. And it could be very difficult when people pass judgment or make assumptions that you can't do all of the things that everybody else is doing because of either your education background or your experience. And I really feel that that is all false, because I believe anybody at any level can do anything, as if, you know, just if they're given the opportunity to do so. And so yesterday, as I'm sitting down and I'm setting these goals, I don't want to just be a person that says, oh, I want to do this and then don't do it. Or, oh, I have an inspiration to do this and then, like, don't do it. Like, I want to be a person that says, hey, this is what I want to do. These are the things I need. This is what I want to be inspired by, and just follow through. You know, it's, for me, my biggest, I would say, downfall issue is not following through, because I'm afraid of, like, how people are going to respond. Like, it's always on the other end. It's not about I don't think I'm great. It's just I don't think people are going to respond in the way I want them to. So I got to be, you know, and, you know, thinking of a positive way to look at that instead of a negative. And so when you set goals, again, it's not a to-do list. It's not like, oh, I got to do all these things. It is like, my goal is I want to do this thing, and I want to do it right, and I want to be intentional about setting this goal to do it and just executing it. Like, if I go and I'm planning a lab or I'm planning to do something, I want to make sure that the people I'm doing this for, that they get the benefit of it. They know, they can see the outcome. It's not about my feelings of it or, you know, I'm saying, oh, this is just what I got to do because y'all have to, you know, learn this. Like, it has to be a different attitude and different way you go about doing that. So yesterday was really nice to do that. I got some exciting news yesterday that just made me feel like I was on top of the world. And that is just being or becoming certified to teach. And I know to some people that's like, oh, like, good for you, or like, yeah, that's nothing. But for me, it's everything, because I had to go through an extreme process to get that. And now I know how people feel who get certifications. And it's just, it's not likely. Like, you know, I don't need praise or a hand clap from people, but it was something that I had to go through to understand how to go through a process. And this segment talks about goals. My goal was to become an educator. And, you know, I'm happy about that, and dreams came true. But I didn't know the other side of it, which is you have to endure an extreme and go through an extreme process to maintain it, to go through it, to accomplish it. And you know, I got this email yesterday saying congratulations. I was like, yes, Lord, like, like, God, come through. You know, like, I called one of my mentors, with both of my mentors, actually. But I called one that was my chemistry teacher when I was in high school at Josie. And she know who she is. Shout out to Dr. G. She is an amazing person. Always been an amazing person. But she, you know, she told me one thing, which was, look, you're going to go through this process. And the goal is not for you to be overwhelmed. It's for you to understand that in order to do this, you have to be able to take so many things that you're going to have coming to you. And sometimes it's going to be good, and sometimes it's not going to be so good. And you got to pick your battles. And that's probably going to be my next segment next week, is about picking battles. Like, I didn't even know that was even a thing. Like, to be honest, I just wanted to just fight on everything. Like, you're not going to do this. You're not, like, I just was able to just say, I'm going to fight every single thing that I don't agree with. But in life, you can't always, you know, view it that way, or get people to convince other people that that's the way you know want to go about it. You sometimes have to pick and choose what you're going to give your energy to. And I, you know, I've learned from dealing with certain situations and different people that all the time you don't have to give your energy to people who ain't worth your time, or people who aren't that invested in you, and who really don't care for you in the way that you would care for them, you know. So you can't put your energies and spend and waste your time trying to convince other people of something they just don't see, and they just never gonna see, because they don't have to. Like, they're not you. And I, you know, even when I was in high school, and my mentor could probably attest to this, like, I used to just think, like, oh, this is the way, like, this is how you do it, this is right. And why doesn't everybody agree with me? Well, because everybody think differently. You know, and that's fine. It's okay if people think different from you or don't agree with you. And, you know, don't be upset or shocked when people don't. Don't be afraid to have folks say that they don't stand and unionize with you. They're not on the same page. You know, that's okay, because, you know, everybody's going their own paths anyway. And that's probably better that way, that everybody goes their own opposite ways and do their own opposite thing instead of doing what everybody else is doing, because everybody wants them to do it, right? You got to understand what you're doing, why you're doing it, and how you're going to do it, because it's important for you to have that understanding so that you know what you are trying to fulfill. Like, I can't do everything everybody else does, because I'm Mahalia, and Mahalia is who she is for a reason, you know? And I believe that in that, you got to be authentic and real, and you can't do everything that is a trendsetter. If you want to, you know, if people start doing that, they need to start setting the trend to be kind to people instead of being petty. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to do something to really change the world, right, You should start to do those right things that will make the world better instead of worse. So that's just in my opinion. I just learned, you know, setting goals is one thing, but to doing something, like to doing a to-do list, is another. I don't want to be a talker. I want to be a doer. You know, I really want to be intentional about saying, you know, I'm going to do this, and this is how I'm going to do it and why I'm going to do it. So that was just something I experienced this week. Next week gonna be on and popping. I ain't got myself back in the gym, so Lord knows, dropping this down. You know, I'm looking good and feeling good, and you know, I'm happy about everything that is going on in my life, and I'm progressing and growing, and that's what's important. So make sure you like and you share. This is not like YouTube where you can subscribe, but if you want to subscribe to my channel and really support your girl, I'm down for it. Please do it. You know, I always need a heavy supporter. I hope you guys have a great summer. That's my plan. I have been relaxing. It has been the best thing in my life. I hope and pray that, you know, everybody is doing well and you are setting your goals that you want to accomplish. I'll be back next week, and I don't know what I'm going to be talking about next week, but it's probably going to be something on the lines of onward and forward. That's probably what it's going to be called, but we'll see. We'll see how it all goes. I am excited because starting my podcast was something I always wanted to do, and boom. Here I am. So just do what's, you know, what's important, what's vital to you. See you guys later.